Gordon Smith, member of Asheville City Council.
All right. And so we just learned in the past couple of days that Senator Tom Apodaca is proposing changes to Asheville City Council. Have you had a chance to look at the proposed changes? I know there's a map floating around out there. And what do you think of what you've seen so far?
I did have the opportunity to see the map. I haven't seen the text of the bill. And what I think of the changes is that it's a change that has not been requested by the elected officials or the people of the city of Asheville.
Okay. And as I understand it, during the last meeting that the Asheville City Council had, you guys briefly discussed this and that everyone was unanimous in opposition?
That's correct. I think that anytime Raleigh decides to force changes on a local government without their consent or consultation, you'll likely find us in opposition.
And what about the proposal bothers you as far as the districts that are being drawn?
I haven't spent a whole lot of time looking at the districts being drawn, but the idea of altering the way that Asheville residents elect their officials without consulting the people of the city of Asheville, that is basic process mistake, and that I would expect more from a Republican Party that purports to be in favor of local control, small government. I would expect that they would take into account the desires of a local populace before forcing electoral changes on them.
After speaking with the mayor and several members of the council, it sounds to me like the mayor is the only person who has had contact from the entire city council. Is that correct? With Senator Apodaca, have you had any contact with him?
I haven't spoken with the senator, no.
Okay. And so it sounds like a lot of, like you said, a lot of this is being done without any sort of feedback from the city council or maybe even people in Asheville. But what I have heard is that Senator Apodaca's reasoning for this is that he is hearing from his constituents in South Asheville that say they aren't represented on city council. And what would you say to that?
I would say that what's been shown year after year is that anyone who can put together a good campaign and run a good campaign can win a seat on city council. In 2013, one of my opponents was Michael Lanning, who was a South Asheville resident. He had as much opportunity as anyone else who was running. This last go-round, Corey Atkins from South Asheville ran and came in 10th out of a field of 13. When Bill Russell ran from South Asheville, he won a seat in 2007. So the idea that a South Asheville candidate cannot win, I think, speaks poorly of the people of South Asheville. Senator Apodaca's assertion that without this districting that you can't elect someone from South Asheville doesn't make any sense. It says that South Asheville residents are somehow incapable, and I don't share that view.
I mean, if someone from South Asheville came in 10th out of 13 candidates, does he have a point then that that area is not being well represented?
I think that each of the members of city council represents the entirety of the city of Asheville. Just on Tuesday night, we had an issue around some development in South Asheville where an entire neighborhood was to be decimated. And I know that all of the council members take very seriously everything that's going on in every part of town. We've worked very closely with South Asheville residents on a proposed development down Wheaton Creek Road, worked very closely for months in responding to the concerns there and have been able to come to what's going to be a good result. So I think that this idea that there's a lack of representation is more political than actual, because what I see is a council that is engaged with everyone who asks for that engagement and seeks it out. I know that in my runs in 2009 and 2013, I spent a lot of time in South Asheville and have come to understand the needs of the area quite well.
So the Citizen Times that had a chance to pour through the maps and I guess analyze them reported this morning that you would be in the same district as Brian Haynes and Julie Mayfield in the Central District 2 if this map was to take effect. So in that case, you would be running against two incumbents. What would you say to that?
I think that that's putting the cart before the horse. This bill is something that I hope will be reconsidered, and that the members of the North Carolina House will recognize is not good legislation. At the very least, it would be my hope that Senator Apodaca would deign to allow the people of Asheville to choose whether to district themselves or not, rather than handing it down from on high.
All right. Well, Gordon Smith, those are the questions I had. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
I'll say this. This isn't the first time this idea has come up. It was talked about in 2013 by then Representative Tim Moffitt. Tim Moffitt, of course, forced the districting of the county onto the residents of Buncombe County without their consent, did not allow them a vote. So this type of legislation that Representative Moffitt brought forward, whether it was the water system or the airport or district elections for the county, there's a pattern that developed over the period of the last several years where a Republican legislature is overpowering a local populace and not allowing them a say-so in their own governance. So it's my hope that we can put an end to the pattern and the dynamic that has evolved since Representative Moffitt's ascension.
All right. Well, Gordon,
he, of course, did not win election as a result of the negative feelings that many had about his behavior.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, Gordon Smith, I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.